Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
This is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is, well, you asked, number 16.
Oh my God, you were on it today.
I checked in on avance.
Oh my gosh, podcaster.
You know, sometimes we take this seriously and most of the time we don't.
Yeah.
But we do sometimes have a sprinkle of it and everybody should be focusing on that and not everything else.
I'd like to set a rule today for this episode.
Okay.
And the rule is, if you have asked for advice and we give you advice, even if it's the worst advice ever, you have to take it. It's too bad, so sad.
You have to not only take it, you need to act on it.
Like immediately.
Yeah.
Like, and if you're
tell
like,
us
should,
what happened.
Yeah, like, should I divorce my wife?
Yes,
and we say yes
right now,
then call her immediately and divorce,
or at least call a divorce lawyer.
That's true. You got to do it in that. You got to have the like that
less
moment.
Yeah, exactly.
The movie moment of the papers being delivered.
Absolutely.
So I'm just, you know, I'm setting the precedent because I think there's people out there potentially that are asking for advice like they would to their friends. And we all know those friends that ask for advice. They go out for lunch. Oh, my boyfriend's an asshole. What do you think? And they say for the 15th time, like, girl, I'll leave his ass. And then they go and they keep dating the asshole. That doesn't fly around here on I Can Explain Podcast.
No, because you're not asking your friends. You're asking two unqualified podcast hosts.
Exactly.
And they have maybe 10 to 15 people listening to that episode.
Exactly.
And there are 10 to 15 people that are waiting for those action items.
Exactly. And we need the results. We respect the Van and Housers out here.
Yeah. We should do follow-up calls.
If you've ever written in, like Vannerhouse, and you have made a change in your life due to it. Divorces have happened. People have been killed. Please reach out. Please reach out and say, you know what? I listened to your advice. I fucked my roommate. And let us know.
Let us know how it went. And my life is over. I would love to hear.
And we're going to rejoice.
Yes.
Wow. So make sure you DM us over at I Can Explain Podcast about that. Make sure wherever you're listening, you are following or subscribed, that you've rated us five stars only. Left us a cute little note because we love to hear about it. And also, if you want to get any of these videos on video, why can I never fucking say that?
Why can't you any just say, these, if you want this on video?
That would make sense.
That would make sense. Yeah.
If you want this on video, wherever there you're listening, you become... Come,
you be coming.
You will be coming. That is a guarantee. If you're a patron, you will be coming, babe.
True.
That is so
true. That's a guarantee.
Do you ever think about, has anyone ever jacked off to one of your pictures or videos that you're not like aware they're jacking off? I've thought about that.
Like just a photo of me, like just standing.
Yeah, or like a video, or just like the idea of you.
No, I think that happens a lot.
I think, me too. I think I'm like narcissistic enough to think that that is like a constant. Like I think people sometimes, I don't think necessarily like a photo or a video. I think that might be potentially a little jarring actually for some people. But I think the idea of me.
Yeah, I flicked it to your TikToks on the way here.
Gay girl tip number 372 really got you.
Really got me going. Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to come to... Become a patron. It's linked in our bio at I Can Explain Podcast.
Yeah.
Also, I have a fun idea for new merch that I'm going to discuss with Sean after this. And
ooh.
Then, you know, keep your eyes peeled for that. Yes. Dildos. I actually have a clone of Willy thing.
Oh.
Yeah. A PR package got sent to me
that
for
seems like
a new movie.
A boundary we shouldn't cross.
You don't want to clone your penis and send it out to all the gamers?
What if we did like your fingers?
Oh, wait, that's actually kind of incredible. Get
fingered by Brie.
Wow, that's actually a good idea.
A family-friendly content.
And that is definitely family-friendly for sure. I mean, because it's just fingers. It's just fingers.
What do you mean you sat on it? It was for your shelf.
Yeah, it's a decorative
you
item.
You weirdo.
It's a silicone decorative item.
Why did you fuck it? My parents to the remote when I was like 12.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna pull it up.
Once again, this is well you asked. You were asking the question.
Yeah.
Not us.
Yeah, don't blame us for the advice we give you.
No, it is, as we say, good advice by bad people or bad advice by good people, whichever way you look at it. But we do have a lawyer on hand and we will not be held responsible for any of these.
Oh my God. Okay, we got quite a bit actually.
Perfect.
Okay. Someone wrote in and said, I recently started a rainbow council, kind of like a student council, with some friends at my school. Our goal is to spread awareness, get more inclusive sex ed, and create a safe space for LGBTQ plus students.
Amazing.
But we don't really know how to do that.
Not so amazing.
The idea is there, though. The idea is there, babe. You know what? It's all about intention.
Absolutely.
It is. What would have helped you as a young queer high school student looking back? I love your podcast so much. It has honestly saved me during a very hard time in my life. Your advice would mean the world. This is so cute. We love you too.
Oh my God. Very sweet. Also, like, you're doing fucking great work even having really the are. Idea. I love counsel.
Oh my God, to be on a council.
Also, that sounds like so slay.
I was on
to
have a bunch council of gays
on a council.
I have a story. Okay. In my high school, I was voted grad, everyone knows. But someone else wanted the title.
Mm.
So I actually got voted for two awards in my grad year. And you were only allowed to win one. And there was another person who really wanted the grad everyone knows. So I gave it to them.
They gave you best mustache instead. Close phrase.
Exactly. Exactly. So am I a hero? Yes.
Yes.
Am I a nice person? Yes. No.
Oh. Oh. Honestly, as a queer high school student, mm-hmm. I think they said high school, right?
Yeah.
Just like any visibility mm-hmm. would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, posters,
yeah,
like little things. I would say, like, a lot of people were closeted, myself included, so yeah. I don't necessarily know if I would have been, like, you mm-hmm. know, called to action by yeah. like somebody door knocking my classroom right. and being like, where's the gays?
Show yourself, dykes.
Yeah. But I think, like, honestly, like posters or announcements or
yeah.
like just to have that thought in people's yeah. brains or like something small they can walk by to know that there like is a safety net for them and mm-hmm. there are people like them,
totally.
I think would be huge because that seems also like non-committal.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. I understand the goal for quote unquote results. For example, they mentioned things like improved sex ed, and I think those things are amazing. However, you're already doing so much just by, as Sean mentioned, being visible, that I think if you focus less on like the results, like actual, you know, changes to curriculum and stuff like that, that's very difficult to do. That's like a tough mountain to climb. You can work towards that. But I think as a queer person who is also closeted in high school, just seeing that something was there would have meant so much to me. And with that, an actual tangible suggestion would be, I think if you focus more on the fun and the community building and less on the more serious stuff. At the end of the day, you're kids, right? It is not your job to change the world. You're already changing the world just by being visible and being yourselves and being out there. It's very difficult to climb against legislation, especially if you're under 18. So a tangible suggestion for you would be, I think it would be so fun if you focused on community building, like doing events or for example, if you did like a queer movie night,
yeah.
okay, and you had an option or like a queer movie lunch hour or whatever, and you had an option for people to attend or watch anonymously over Zoom so that people that weren't in, like weren't out could also,
yeah.
you know, anonymously join or whatever it may be. I think something like that could change someone's life genuinely. Having that space or feeling like they can be included in some way, and it being centered around fun and positivity, because I know so much of my high school life was focused on all the bad shit that happens to queer people, and it made me terrified to come out.
Yeah.
Because anyone that I heard from, anytime I turned on the news, it was like people fighting against queerness and gay people's rights. And while that's a reality, I think there's something really comfy about focusing on the light and laughter of being queer. So at your age and making this club, there's enough out there focusing on all the hardships. Make some fun little queer spaces. Maybe make like a Spotify playlist that, you know, students at your school can download that has like fun queer music. or do like a karaoke night with queer music. Yeah. Or things like that, I think would be really cool.
Like you can still have action items. Mm-hmm. Like you can maybe, I don't know, like decide on one thing that semester or that year that that's your goal. And if you're doing a queer movie night or something like that, maybe you're raising funds for that goal. But I like, you don't have to have the weight. This also like incredible.
It's
as
so
well.
Incredible, yeah.
But you don't have to have the weight of like changing the world on yourself. I think it's amazing to do something positive with it, but just having it come through Inception is positive in itself.
Yeah, 100%.
And then I also, like you said, if I had found the strength in myself to go to something of the queer council.
Yes.
Hosted by the queer council in high school. And then I also was tasked with like making better sex ed. Yeah. I think I would be very overwhelmed.
Yes, it would be a lot. Because also like try and change school curriculums. Like adults in power can't even do that. Truly. Like it's really tough. I just thought of a fun cutesy idea.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. Have a day where everyone makes like non-obnoxious. not that I don't love a little obnoxiousness, but like meaning so you don't out people. Friendship bracelets. Okay. And anyone can come to wherever the student council location and pick one up. And then anyone who's part of the club knows who their friends are.
The Scarlet Letter. You can get a lot of Swifties too, though.
And yeah, it's going to get confusing with the Swifties. But maybe it's like just like a little bracelet with like one little bead on it or something like that. And then everyone just feels like they're part of the club. But at home, like with their parents wouldn't be like, that's a gay bracelet.
Yeah, you got the gay slit.
Yeah, you know, in high school... Some people want the gay slit. Yeah. I wouldn't have wanted the gay slit. No. That's why I wore a silicone bracelet that boobies
Live strong.
One.
Oh.
No, it was for breast cancer awareness, but I was like, hopefully this flags that I like boobies. Anyways, I think something like that could be cute, or like a little pin situation, but like a little DIY lunch hour where everyone could make little bracelets and feel like they're part of something, I think would be really cool. And also, you're an amazing human being, because in high school, being gay, I was just so overwhelmed and stressed about that within myself that I would have never had the bravery to like make a council.
Truly.
So being part of that is really fucking cool, and you should be proud of yourself. And
absolutely.
We love you. Okay. Also, if you want to premiere Aging Out and you want me to do a little Zoom call in.
Next question.
I will do it. Okay.
We want to keep people on the council.
Oh yeah, I guess Aging Out has a little
old lesbian
thing.
Accosts queer council. I can see the headlines already.
I just like break into the Zoom. They're like, please.
You're on the announcement TV.
Please leave the Zoom. Okay. Someone wrote in, question for the amazing funny pod. Correct. We already like you a lot.
Yeah.
So
flattery goes along.
I am 20, cis, female, probably bi, with little like laughter, stress face.
Love.
But I've never done anything with anyone ever, not even held hands or anything. I was always quiet, so I haven't had many social experiences anyway. I was on a course and there was a man there who was 28 when I was 19, and we got on as friends. He was in an open relationship. 4 weeks in, he had asked to kiss me, and I panicked and said no. I did want to say yes, but I got filled with dread when he asked me. About first kisses, do I just have to push through the terror, or should I wait until I'm comfortable? Also, I wish I took the chance when I could, because it feels like I'll never get the chance again. I'm getting older, and I don't know how to find anyone, especially as an introvert. Help appreciate a great podcast, 5 stars. Okay, first of all, you're a cutie, and I love you. Second of all, don't kiss a 28-year-old man. Ew, what is he doing? Get out of here.
In an open relationship, you deserve better.
You deserve better. 28-year-old in an open relationship when you're 19. Ew, bye. Bye.
I will
man.
Say also, if you got, I mean, this is me, so I'm just take it with a grain of salt or a whole block. If my brain jumps to nervous no, I'm happy that I went to a no in the end.
Absolutely.
I feel like if this was the first kiss that you wanted to have or you felt was right, you would have had a nervous yes, is my thought.
That is a great way to put it, because the nerves will always be there, but your gut will be saying yes.
Yeah.
Like, I remember feeling like I was so old that I had not kissed anyone when I was in grade 9 when I first kissed somebody. And looking back, that's hilarious, because I was still so young. I think I was, 14, 15? But at that time in my life, that felt old because all of my friends had kissed people, like multiple people.
Yeah.
And I remember feeling like, oh my God, I'm going to suck at it. Everyone's going to laugh at me. Everyone's going to think I'm a loser. Like, it felt like such a stressful thing that I had to like be good. So the first thing is like, excuse yourself from that pressure because it is not your responsibility to make that like a good experience for the person that you're with. Like, meaning like you don't need for the person to be like, holy fuck, that was the best kiss I ever had. Like, as long as you're being consensual and communicative and like just enjoying yourself, the other person probably is enjoying themselves as well.
And a little tidbit, some people who have kissed a lot of people
still suck.
Still awful. So you really never know what you're going to get. Yeah. That's kind of the fun of it.
That is the fun. Okay. Tangible advice though. Less is more. I think a big mistake when people first start kissing people is they try and do all the cosmopolitan tips and tricks.
360 no scope, yeah.
Yeah, they are biting the lip. They are swinging that tongue. And I'm like, gal, we can get there. We can get there eventually. I'm not opposed to a little lip bite.
Yeah.
But like when you go in for the first kiss. This is just making me laugh. And someone is doing this. It's like, holy fuck. Have you had one of these recently? What is it?
Just what I said on the weekend when we were having.
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember.
About a certain someone that in our friend group.
But how they kiss?
Do you not remember
no,
this?
No, I don't remember this. I can't wait to
I'll
hear
tell
about
after.
It. So yeah, I think let the other person potentially lead you. Start with a closed mouth, go slow. We don't need any, you know, quick tongue movements or craziness. Just simple. Let's keep it simple, stupid. Second thing is how to find people if you're an introvert. Like, I think the internet is honestly a great place. Apps, join a club, like a, you know, or a sports team or like a fucking ceramics class, whatever that might mean for you. And, you know, I think especially if you're nervous about instigating in person, I think pre-in-person hangout flirting where you communicate that you would like to kiss.
I would like to kiss.
Is a great thing. Like, I think if you are on the apps or if you're chatting someone in the DMs and you're planning to go to some sort of queer event or meetup or you met them on a sports team or fucking whatever, you know, get that out of the way before you're at the picnic.
Yeah.
You know, like flirt with them in the, it's always easier behind a screen.
True.
Flirt with them and be like, you know, it's a little bold and brave of me, but I can't wait to see you. And I've been thinking about what it would be like to kiss you. That's cutesy.
Yeah. And you're doing also, the layup too. And you're then doing you just got a dunk later.
You know, by their response, whether they're also interested. And to me, especially if it's like some of my first time, like putting myself out there for someone, I would rather get the no in the DMs than when I'm leaning in and they do the swerve, which, by the way, is also okay. I've had plenty of swerves in my life. Mm. It's okay to be swerved, but it's easier to get swerved in the DMs, especially if you're new to the game.
My tangible advice is that like the timeline and pressure that you feel to make something happen only exists within your own head.
Totally.
And nobody is thinking about your first kiss or your virginity or anything besides yourself, which sounds like I'm not trying to be an aggressor here, but
no, I get what you're saying.
And I also agree. Feel like I felt that pressure, especially as a young queer man, to like specifically have sex with a man for the first time. Cause I was like, this is really going to make it real.
Yeah.
And like, I'm going to be a confirmed gay.
Yeah.
And I feel like I rushed into the situation with somebody that I wish I hadn't.
Yeah.
And I wish I had just taken more time and found like the right fit instead of pushing forward because I felt like I needed to like check a box or hit like a number or, you know, get there before the fucking clock ran down. So
it's true. We always think that the things we worry about ourselves, everyone else is worrying about too. But like, honestly, as someone who, you know, has hooked up with my fair share of people, if any of those people at any point had told me that they hadn't hooked up before or hadn't kissed someone before, like I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't think of them any less. You know, I'm also not one of those weirdos that would be like, nice, but like, it would be neutral for me. I'd just be like, okay. And I would maybe like proceed with more caution just to make sure that they felt respected. But, I don't think it's a, I think this is a very relatable and common thing for everyone, but especially queer people, because I think also there's the whole delayed adolescence vibes. And I think there's a lot of people nowadays coming out that feel like they're behind or feel like they're lesser in the LGBTQ plus community because they haven't had sexual experiences, which could not be further from the truth. Like, you not having had sex with the same sex makes you no less gay or more gay than anyone else. Like, the actions have nothing to do with your identity.
Yeah.
Like, I could go my entire life having never hooked up with a woman
And still be the gayest person I know.
Yeah, it's as like, it's not, like, I'm not a lesbian as a result of hooking up with women. That's something I do because I'm a lesbian.
That was just the cash prize.
Exactly. It is a great benefit. Yeah. It is. But yeah, don't feel that pressure. Just let it happen when it happens.
Yeah. And like I said, like, honestly, nobody else is thinking of it. You're probably like, oh my God, they're thinking about how I've never hooked up with a woman before. Mm-hmm. And they're probably thinking about like the cost of groceries or like climate change.
So true, babe. Okay. Another fantastic question.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 Hey Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. Okay. I have a colleague, male and straight, and he invites me, male and gay, to his house, the next town over from Whistler to Pemberton. This has happened a few times where we end up watching movies and cuddling. I'm talking like playing with his hair, cuddling, and I end up spending the night. Nothing sexual has actually happened, but what straight male does this with their bro? To make matters more complicated, him and I are in senior positions at work to each other. He's very touchy-feely at work, and it always makes me feel awkward. Is he leading me on? I feel like you're the expert in this situation.
It's always a tough one because do I feel like he's leading you on? Probably if he identifies as straight and you don't think that he is ever going to want to identify as anything besides straight or ever want to like move forward with you in a public facing way.
Yeah.
Is that necessarily the worst thing ever? Depends where your head is on it. Like if you're
separate your emotions.
Yeah, or if that's like your end goal, I would say yes, he is leading you on. If you're looking for like a friend to cuddle and flirt with and like maybe hook up with, and that's like truly what you're okay with it always being. It could, listen, it could,
it's happened.
The wind could change.
Yeah.
And, you know, he could come around. but using the facts that we have at hand, right now he's presenting that it won't. So if you in your heart of hearts can accept that that could be the final reality, that's fine. And do I think he's leading you on? I would still say probably yes, if he's, mind you, if he's being touchy and feely at work, that's like kind of public facing. But
it's one of those things too. It's so hard with like, I think like what ties me up with a question like this is like the phrase leading on, because I think as queer people, we are aware that we have so many external influences that impact our life decisions,
yeah,
that his intention may very well be to not lead you on because his feelings may be there. And like, to me, hearing what you have said, they've got to be to a certain level. I mean, I don't do that with my friends.
No.
Like, that is not a friendy thing. Like, it's clearly surpassed that. Like, who cares about sexual stuff? To me, that's more intimate than sex.
You've skipped coitus and you're already post-coitus.
Like, you're like in a partnership, right? So I would go out on a limb and say that the feelings are probably there. However, we have to be aware, especially for men, I think, there is such a pressure to stay in the closet. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're like a masculine guy, you have friends that are straight, your family's always thought you were straight. If you've lived a life that way for so long, it is a lot to unpack. And that's not his fault. It doesn't mean that he's a bad person. As queer people, we all know that when we were in the closet and making decisions because of those fears, it didn't make us a bad person. It's just that we were dealing with all of that shit. And it can feel so exhausting. On the flip side, it is not your job to be his like safe space little secret while he figures that out.
Yeah.
And I have had people that have been that for me, like when I was in the closet or not out to, you know, certain family members, certain friends, whatever, that I like hooked up with or hung out with. And the feelings and the emotions were very real. But when push came to shove and they said like, hey, are you willing to make this public or you know, let people know about this? I was like, no. And maybe that in their eyes made me a bad person. I just wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And for me, eventually I came out of the closet and I was, because I made the decision that I needed to live in an authentic way to be happy. But for some people, honestly, especially like maybe he's bi and for him, it's just going to always be quote unquote easier for him to hide that part of himself. You can't predict that. So I think Sean's suggestion was spot on in that you need to make the decision that if nothing ever changed, like if all that ever happened between you and him is what is happening right now, are you okay with that? Like, is your heart protected in that? Are you still able to be open to other possibilities of love and interest outside of his and your relationship? Or then continue. And if not, then I think you need to make the decision to like set some boundaries.
Yeah.
Because it's no one's responsibility to be with the closeted person unless it's worth it for you.
Absolutely. But also know that if you do want it to be something else and you question that, it could dissolve what you have, which is totally fair.
Totally fair. But
like there's a lot of players at play.
Especially since they work together, like it can get messy.
Maybe I think it is messy, babe.
It's already messy. Honestly, I hate giving this advice because people are always like, well, yeah, duh, then I'd have it figured out. But communication's everything. Maybe just say to the guy, like, hey, I love our relationship and like I love hanging out with you and stuff. But am I reading this wrong? Like, I'm feeling some vibes. What's the vibe? See what they say. They might freak out and never hang out with you again.
True.
And they might, or they might say, yeah, I like you, but
I don't want anything else.
I'm scared. And both are reasonable answers.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope that helps. And please, I need to hear.
We will be calling your workplace. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it doesn't even matter which one of you picks
up. Also, I'm looking at this person. They're very handsome. Wow. Thank you for writing in. Oh, you have a cute dog too. Oh my God. You're very outdoorsy.
Okay,
wow.
Let's not dox them.
Love this for you. The dog and outdoorsy immediately doxed.
I know who that is now. I mean, you already dropped their locations, so.
We can pinpoint you. Okay. What? Okay. Okay, these part for future reference, I cannot track part ones and part twos in the DM. Like, people are writing half the question in the DM and half the question in the fucking box. I can't do it. Like, my brain, I oh my God. It's literally stressing me fucking out. please, if you have a long one, write it in the DMs. And if you have a short one, put it in the box. I don't understand how I say that. And people are like, oh, well, I'll put the first part in the box. And then somehow she's going to go find me in the DMs. I can't do it. I'm dumb, people. Like, I don't have the brain power or capacity.
No, she is really dumb.
But also listen to my advice, please. Okay.
Smart advice from
Oh my God. Guys, we have an update. Oh my God, this is so exciting. Someone wrote in, update. You answered my question in a couple Q&As ago. So much has changed. Oh my God, this is exactly what we asked for.
We literally brought this upon ourselves.
First of all, much love. Always love listening to the tea and gab. For context, I had previously asked for advice about knowing whether one of my friends was queer baiting me as a straight man. Oh my God, what are the chances? And if he was flirting with me and was actually gay, I asked for what to do about that situation. So the update is that he is so very straight, but his personality has changed so much recently. I realized that I didn't want to sacrifice the relationship friendship over a chance to be with him. Instead, I put some distance between us to see what would happen, and he changed dramatically. He now is super homophobic. He complains. This is convincing me more he's gay. I'm sorry. This is like, I'm like, it's giving gay. It's giving stress out gay in the closet.
This is true.
Okay. He complains about how annoying gay people are. It's giving projection. And that
he must listen to this podcast.
He must. He's like, I tuned into that podcast you told me about. Holy fuck, gay people are so annoying. And that he can't stand them except for me. He always makes that exception for me. I don't know what to do now. Should I maintain that friendship? No.
No.
He is otherwise genuinely really nice, but his comments are so weird, especially given our past. No, he's projecting. He needs therapy. And also, if you hate the gays, unless you're gay yourself, which he is, but not openly. Like, I'm allowed to hate gay people.
For sure.
Because I'm gay. If you aren't gay and you're not open about it, you're not allowed to hate gay people. It's no. Like, people are allowed to talk shit about their own mom, but if other people are talking shit about their mom,
you're going
to
catch these hands.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the rules of the world.
Babes. Absolutely.
So, no, I think more distance is essential.
Yes.
And then when he comes out of the closet and you run into him at the Pride event,
this
then
makes
you
me
can
sad
rekindle.
For this man.
All of this makes me sad. It makes me sad that this loser is homophobic. It makes me sad that he's gay and in the closet and projecting. And, you know, as someone with a doctorate in therapy, I can say that for sure.
Absolutely. Very informed opinion.
Absolutely. And yeah, the whole thing makes me fucking sad. And it's interesting. It's fascinating because we just had a similar situation that we just answered. And you know what? To that person listening, unfortunately, this is the result of something that can happen.
True.
You know, like, fuck, like it can go amazingly when you communicate or your friend could get homophobic or your friend's hate-criming the gays.
Yeah. That's the thing is like, it's like, when a girl has a boyfriend who's homophobic.
Yes.
And people are still friends with that girl.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't just have a thought or like have someone near you that you love express a thought that is like so hatred filled and
let that
slide.
No, it does not work like that.
No. And I also feel like him saying accept you is like a weird way of like buttering you up to probably keep you near him because he obviously has like some sort of attachment to you because he's gay. So
here's the thing. Friends are chosen. So if you're choosing to have relationships in your life that are friendships, you are who you associate with.
And also, like, sometimes I like to think about, it's really hard to have a lot of friends as an adult.
It is.
And sometimes I think of, like, my group of friends as, I don't even play Pokemon, but you know in Pokemon how you can, like, have your squad and it's, like, a certain amount of slots?
Right, yeah. Because you only have the capacity so much when you're an adult. You're working, you're doing life, the whole thing.
So right now your Pokemon slots are like he's taking one of those slots even though you put some separation in between you. And like think about...
He's filling your slot and not in the fun way.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. Think about how much more positive life would be if you could replace the homophobic straight gay man in one of your slots with somebody who like didn't hate gay people.
Oh my God, you'd level up immediately.
Yeah, and also like if somebody is that comfortable expressing hatred to a portion of yourself that is so intrinsic to like who yeah. you are, they're not your friend.
They're not.
Yeah.
We hate this man.
Like if I was to be like, I really hate furries, Brie would
not do this podcast.
No, exactly. And I know that. And that's why I don't.
Because it's part of me, Sean.
Exactly.
Oh my God, we didn't talk about our travel episode yesterday. We'll finish with this story. We're gonna do a part two of advice, by the way, because we got some juicy ones. Okay. So next week will be a part two. But first, before we go, while we were traveling last week in Bellingham,
yes,
I had a furry meet and greet.
I will say, Bellingham does furries well.
They
we
do.
We went into casual furries, furries at the farmer's market, different furries on the street, furries at the club. We mm-hmm. don't get that in Vancouver. I think people are too mean and too judgmental.
Yeah. Furries don't feel like they can live in the same way.
No, they can't come out of their little foxholes.
And in Bellingham, they can.
They can.
I was feeling, it wasn't a planned meet and greet, but it did feel like a meet and greet.
Yes.
Because I was all of a sudden amongst my people. And yeah, it's true. At the farmer's market, there was some flagging going on. There was the tail. There's
ears.
Maybe a pair of ears. And the pair of ears, you never know. You take the ears with a grain of salt because there's always that gal in high school that wore the cat ears.
Yeah, did ours was a furry.
Oh, she ended up
being a furry. Did I ever tell you about... I must have told you about what? This. There was somebody in my high school that was like a full-blown furry in high school, which is like amazing.
Ahead of their time.
And I must have told this story before. If I have, I'm sorry. If okay. not, you're welcome.
Okay.
they were a full-blown furry. So much so that like their last name was like on all social media, like okay. Facebook and stuff, was the animal that they were a furry
oh,
of.
Wow. Truly ahead of their time.
Yes. And oh my God, this is so iconic. At our school, because it was like really old.
Mm-hmm.
They, and I think it was going to get torn down. Anyways, I don't know if this is the thing all over, but they okay. would give the art students, we had like big columns, big brick columns, okay. and they would give the art students like a column to paint.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. Especially if it's being torn down anyways. Like all these kids that suck at art, give
yeah,
it a go.
Yeah, but now I'm thinking the school is still there. But like, and oh. every wall, like a concrete, like, so the halls with all the lockers, between the like runs columns. Of lockers, there were right. columns. So the art students would get a column to
love
paint
it.
And you could like put shit on it anyways. So a lot of them were really good. Some were really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they were from years past because there were so many columns.
Right.
There were murals. This bitch.
You're shaking the fucking.
Sorry. This bitch did a full furry mural.
Iconic.
Iconic. In high
wow.
school. An entire wall. Not
that
even
was
just
back
a
in
column.
1986.
It
too.
Was.
Wow.
An entire wall outside of the drama room.
Wow.
Furries. Furry art.
I need to know if it's still... We need to get our boots
I need
on the ground.
We need boots on the ground.
We need boots on the ground. They'll be like, excuse me, senior citizens, what are you doing meandering the halls of this high school? We're looking for the furry
we're
mural.
We're looking for
okay.
furries.
We're doing a photo shoot at the furry mural. We are. We
the
need
furl.
A photo... we need a photo shoot there.
Yeah.
Wow, I love this person.
It's so good.
Wow. See, this is something I really respect about my community, the furries.
Exactly.
Is that... There's no fear.
No.
There's no fear to be yourself. You know, once you've started committing to wearing a mascot costume, potentially during sex, there's no shame anymore.
No.
You've released that. You've released that from your life. And at that point, it is what it is. People take it or leave it.
You're doing furls.
You're doing furls. Like, seriously, like, if I think about sometimes, like, I consider myself fairly brave as a lesbian, you know, in the current world. In any world, really, but in the current world. I think about having to go to a family dinner and say that, on the weekends I am, you know, a narwhal at the club, which by the way, I think would be pretty iconic.
Dangerous.
I think
bad boy.
I think that may be harder than the initial coming out process.
Right.
Is saying that I spend a lot of my excess dollars, you know, traveling around to places that I can dress in, like a narwhal and like fuck people with my horn.
Yes.
It's a brave leap.
It is.
So I respect someone in high school. I didn't even have the fucking guts to come out.
No.
And this person's doing furls.
Furls.
Fuck. I love this person. We need to have them on the pod.
We do. These furries, I need to check in on them. I need to see if they're still furring.
I got to take pictures of the furries. I'll post it on the I Can Explain podcast.
Very
page.
Nice people.
So nice. Like, so one. They're all one. I've never met a furry that I didn't like.
No. Truly.
Because they're just nice people. They have zero judgment against anyone else. How can you judge someone when you're in a mouse costume? You can't. You just let people live.
That's what Mickey says every day when they're going into the park.
That's her mantra.
That's her mantra. That above the door and they slap it. How can you judge somebody when you're in a mouse costume?
That's what it is. Just do you, babe. Just do you. Wow. You know what? I think we changed lives here today.
We did.
The takeaway for me today on this episode is be a furry.
Paint furls.
Yeah. Let the people know about it. And also that we still don't like straight men.
Yeah. No.
That's just a consistent here. Okay. Well, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe. Next week, we're going to be giving people more radical advice that is completely going to change their lives for the better or worse.
So true.
Unsure. And make sure to go over to our Instagram if you want to see the furry photos at I Can Explain Podcast. And personally, at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. I don't know where this new camera is.
We're both just, it's like when people do the thing at the Grammys or the whatever, yeah, where it's like, the, what's it called? The glam bot. And they're searching. They're trying to find the camera.
Oh, is this still going? I couldn't find the camera.
I was trying to do a bit. Sean's already checked out. Yeah. Bye.